91 KZE. I am here with Brad on behalf of his band, who is going to be playing at Froggy Days this upcoming weekend. Hi, Brad. Thank you for joining me.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. It's beautiful outside.
It is. It's a really nice day. Tell me a little bit more about your band and how you guys are feeling going into Froggy Days.
Oh, we're loving it. We get to basically, we're not headlining, but we're right after the main headliner Saturday night. So we're the late night, bringing it home, partying it down for everyone. So we love that slot. All of our friends come out and dance and get down. So if it's fitting for us being Sunday morning, it's kind of the Saturday night, Sunday morning. You're right in that flux, you know? So that's what it works.
Definitely a fun slot to be in because it's definitely less pressure than like the official headliners and stuff. And it's just like all the cool people who are hanging out at the end of the night, you know,
Oh yeah,
fun
it's
vibe.
everybody that parties. So it's like, we go on at midnight, so everybody goes up so late at this. It's 3, 4 in the morning. It's great festival. Let me tell you about Froggy Days a little. It's right on the Delaware River, so it's you can't beat that. Half the campsites are sitting on like a cliff face, so they're just looking over the river. You have clean bathrooms, hot showers. There's food vendors, two stages that are both covered in a pavilion, and another DJ stage, plus acoustic acts and a drum circle, a hosted drum circle. So it's phenomenal music festival. 4 days of music, 3 nights of camping.
That's awesome. I've never been to Froggy Days, so I've been really looking forward to just being on the ground, checking it out and stuff. It seems very different from your typical music festival.
Yeah, it's perfectly on the in between where it's not way over budget, so that way you have to pay $300 to go, and it's not so under budget that you're sitting there with no sound system. I mean, the stages have full sound, full lighting. It's phenomenal. It's great.
Have you played Froggy Days before?
Oh yeah. Oh man, I lost track. I've been going since the first Froggy Days.
Okay.
And I got to actually was honored to play with my bass player now. His band was playing late night slot then called the Olive Drabs, and they had me come in and play one of my songs into like a jam into another. So I was up there for like 45 minutes. So that was my first playing a Froggy, but we've played quite a few years now. It's a lot, we've built up to this slot. We were that Saturday afternoon band when we first started, like, so it's
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple other people who are going to be playing and have played previously, and it seems like a real community formed around like all the different people who attend every year and the people who play every year.
The bands and especially the people that attend, the vendors, it is a family. And it's past 11 years now. I don't know the exact amount of years, but it's that's a lot of shows you put on with people, and you form a community when it's 4 to 5 days. I help out, set up electric, whatever I can do at any time if I can help. So you end up there early and there late, so you really get to know people then. It is definitely a family environment.
Looking forward to this Froggy Days. What are some things you're specifically excited about and stuff?
Obviously playing. I mean,
Yeah.
as a band, that's my highlight as life is getting to play, and then to get to play Saturday night is phenomenal. That is we love that. We're all so happy and so stoked about that because there's no time pressure either. Your set gets to go, so you're like, okay, we can play all of our songs for once. And then the costume, this is Mad Hatter, so that alone is going to be fun. They always build something usually to burn. And there's going to be tons of things around, set up as displays and stuff to set the environment. So I'm really looking forward to that. And it looks like it's going to be some beautiful weather too. So
So tell me some more about your band, your music. You kind of described it to me as like your own kind of genre. So tell me more about what that means.
we don't hold to a genre where we're all original. So we'll start there. And we kind of just let songs be and become what they become. And obviously, when you write a song as a writer, when you bring it to a band, it doesn't stay where it is unless you're going to be so over constructive. So we bring it there, and everybody gets to do what they're going to do, and there's no real criticism on what someone's doing. We all are very dynamic in our own way, and we can jump genres, like we're not set to a genre at all as far as, and we're very lyrically based. So it's beautiful because we have a lot of really good harmony and good different rhythms going on from phenomenal musicians.
What about some of the most recent music you've released? Like, can you tell me a little bit about like what you're going to be playing? Like, what is kind of like the set look like?
We're gonna probably do most of our songs. We'll leave out a couple of the ones, you know, that we do at like acoustic things or something. And depending on how it goes, I may stay after and do them anyway. But we're gonna start out actually with one of our new songs. I think I sent it to you. It's called "What Dreams May Come." That one has more of a, you know, some of my older stuff is really. I dropped some F-bombs and you know, all that. This has definitely got more of a radio vibe, and it's definitely more on the lines of, instead of telling a grandioso tale of a story of a journey, it's about positive thinking and trying to just stay in the mindset and, you know, set a path forward that you can walk, that is, that you're creating, you know, at the same time.
No, I think that's like a really cool message, and like to just focus on the now and focus on like positivity of that.
Yeah, definitely about staying in the positivity, and it has more of a radio vibe. It wasn't designed that way. It just kind of came about, you know. It was a riff someone wrote, and then it just took off, and we just let it go to where it is. So that's where it's at now.
Yeah. So tell me about some of the other people who are in your band, and because they're not here, so you're their representative, so.
We'll start out with Francis, the drummer. Very dynamic, in the pocket and explosive at the same time. He ha has his own type of vibe, 100%. Like, you would not say he's your standard 4/4, you know. He's very dynamic. And we'll bust down the he's been there the longest, Francis. Second longest would be my girlfriend, Kristen. She does backup vocals, tambourine, slide whistle. She plays a lot of different little instruments, piano, but in the band she plays that mainly, and she's backup. We got Julius on bass thumping. That's who I was in the Olive Drabs. I got to not in with, but I got to sit in with and play at Froggy Days. He thumps it up on the bass. A sick bass player, and he plays in the drop C, so he can drop some dirty notes and rip it up. And then we have another singer songwriter, Jason Burke. He plays lead guitar, rhythm guitar. He has a lot of songs of his own in the band, as well as me. Me and him are the two lead singers of the band. And we go back and forth with riffs, even in the middle of a song. That's one thing that's dynamic, is one second he's playing lead, and then the next second I'm playing lead in the same song, you know? So it's two different tones, two different expression types. We're different players all around. We're nowhere in the same realm, you know. He's very very talented songwriter, lyric wise and riff wise. I give him a lot of credit.
How did you guys become a band? Like, how did you all meet and start this?
I picked up skateboarding, or I was a skateboarder and I broke my knee. It was the first I picked up guitar. So I came along a journey, put it down, you know, and then say I did some stupid things in my years and got in trouble. And that's when I started writing lyrics when I was locked up. And they just were pouring out of me. I ended up with books and books of these songs. And they didn't stay that way, you know, because they were wrote in this manner. And then trying to learn to play and sing was a battle for me. So music in general was a very long journey before I ever became stage or in a band, even for that matter, you know. And then I came back up here from living in Florida and got in with the drummer, and we've been fiddling back and forth going. And then Jason came to a birthday party that I had a river jam. It was about music and getting together, and he came with one of my friends that he was dating, and we started jamming, and then that was it. But yeah, it's just a push for, you know, a want for music and love and to express music.
I see that definitely with how you're saying like you guys aren't stuck in one genre, you all participate in the writing process and the creative process of it. It's about like the love for what you're doing, not trying to create an image or create an aesthetic to it or anything like that. It's just doing what you
Exactly.
want to do.
Exactly. And we have, like, you know, a song that we throw in that sounds like a reggae song, but my riff that's going along with it is definitely not anywhere in reggae. And then all of a sudden the bass player is going to come out with some craziness, you know, and the same with the drummers. But, you know, there's that standard chick at points in there that you go, okay, reggae. And then all of a sudden they're like, we're like, and we go kind of nutty over here. I love it. When I love to sing and I love to play with these guys, it's I'm blessed to be able to play with these guys. Otherwise we wouldn't be in Froggy Days. We've played a lot of festivals, and we got to play on a side stage opening for Chicago and the Beach Boys at Bethel Woods. So like we've
They're
got
all,
to
yeah.
do, yeah. We've played the Woodstock, we played the 50th reunion, but Froggy Days is really. We've played so many shows with them. They've done masquerade balls, other than these Froggy Days, there are other shows, and we just have a family there, a core family of fans. It's a great family festival, and also a great festival from when the families are in bed to get down and have a good time without kids, So
Yeah.
it's an all around show.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the one thing I've really noticed with this festival too is there's a little bit of everything for everybody. There's
There is.
every genre feels like it's being represented. There's
Yep.
definitely the fact that there is, like you said, like late night stuff that's like, this is the party people, these are the people out late, but there's still like very much family-friendly activities, things happening during the day, and the music happening during the day for those families to enjoy. It's anyone can find something to do at Froggy Days.
For sure, for sure. I gotta give it up to the whole crew. I mean, everybody. There's 100 people I can message, from sound to that. I mean, everybody comes together and pulls it together, and most of all, Green and Heather for putting it on and putting up with the crap and keeping going, because music festivals aren't easy. They're not it's a one hell of a rodeo with 1,000 people running around mayhem. So it's fun. That's where it takes a community. It takes everybody wanting it to happen and pitching in. It's not about one person at all. It's not even about 10 people. It's about 30 or 40 people. All and then everybody around there. That's one of the things you build a community though. And the campers are doing things. They're not even going to bother anybody else. They take care of it themselves. It's that type of community where a vendor row is going to walk down and help each other and. It's beautiful. I mean, the play. There's so many vendors from crafts to you can get everything, And then there's so many different types of food, and the fact too that you can literally walk right up around the tracks, and there's a little path, and you can be right at the actual grocery store and get anything you want. You can get sandwiches. There's a pizza place, Chinese food. So if you want to get into town, it's less than a 5-minute walk. You don't even have to drive there. You can just walk up on a path and be right up and get stuff. So it's nice.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting more and more excited as it gets closer and stuff. So, my first Froggy Days, what should I make the most out of my day on Friday when I'm there?
I would I mean you're definitely gonna have to walk the vendor row because and see the crafts and the artwork and the artists because there's so many different art installments around too. It's not just they're not just vendors, that's an artist, setting up all of his paintings or all of his crafts that he made. And then obviously the stage is the music because it's gonna be phenomenal. I mean, Thursday night is just alone. There's some of my favorite bands Thursday night, so Friday night's gonna be the same, and enjoy, because there's going to be so many lights, light shows happening, laser shows happening, and just art installments, just trying to take it all in, and I take a little bit of time too to sit and enjoy the river. If you get there early enough, you just have to go check the view out of the river because it's epic.
Well, before we go, is there anything else that you want to make sure we talk about here, or as well, just where can people find you, find your music, all that good info?
One more thing I didn't mention enough, the DJ booth down there, they have some crazy graphics that you've probably never seen, multi-layered stuff going on projection and reverse projection. So the behind them is a wall of these graphics that are changing and that you can see the person in the middle of a swamp, that's playing and stuff. So it's very cool to
Yeah.
see that. And then yeah, I mean, we're on a lot of social media. We're spundaymorning.com, but it's a sorrowful morning, so it's Spunday and then MOU. But we're on everything from iTunes to Spotify. Not all of our good music is on there, so you should definitely come out because I drop a lot of F-bombs in some of our best songs. So if you go to spundaymorning.com, there's a lot more songs and a lot of really good videos. We make a lot of music videos.